Mansfield's life was about love. Uncle Dale was incredibly affectionate and vocal about his love for his family and friends. He was never shy about his feelings, and he was generous with his affection. He cared so much for each and every one of his family members. You could tell the way he looked at them, and the way he talked to them, and about them. This affection also manifested itself physically. You could always expect hugs, kisses, cuddles, and biting. Yes, biting. Arms, shoulders, and especially toes. His love for his family and friends knew no bounds. He was literally bursting at the seams, wanting to envelop you in his love. My Uncle Dale's life was about fun. No one knew how to have fun like Uncle Dale. Vacationing was his prime outlet for fun. Hawaii, Israel, Europe, Las Vegas. He didn't care where, as long as fun was in that direction. He and my Aunt Helene made their house fun central. The biggest and best toys could be found there. Swimming pool, basketball hoops, video games, air hockey, ping pong and pool, jet skis, barbecues, and of course, the best views of the rainbow. He made his life about fun, and he had great joy in watching his kids have fun. But most of all, he loved having fun with his friends and family. My Uncle Dale's life was about encouragement. Anyone who knew Uncle Dale knew that he liked to give advice. And he had advice for everyone and everything. Career, marriage, babies, houses, remodels, vacations, and gadgets. You name it, he had an opinion. But not just an opinion, an idea. Uncle Dale would sit up late at night thinking about suggestions for you. He wasn't doing this to annoy you or to make you feel uncomfortable. All these probing questions, the ones that he's right in the middle of you, he was trying to talk to you. It's encouraged you to be the best. Uncle Dale, Aunt Helene, and I used to work together. We were a good team. Really? Uncle Dale and Aunt Helene were a good team. And they let me type in every once in a while. He wanted to go into business together. He had grand schemes about how we were going to make millions together. And to be honest, he was probably right. But I was stubborn, like him. I wanted to be an attorney. Rather than discouraging me from following my dream, he encouraged it, he motivated, and he enabled. Uncle Dale was my number one fan. And despite my rejection of this brilliant idea, he always supported me and offered me guidance. I'm truly going to miss Uncle Dale's encouragement, because I think we would have made a terrific team. And I'm sorry that we will never get the opportunity to pursue this dream together. My Uncle Dale's life was about dedication. My Uncle Dale was a dedicated husband, father, brother, son, uncle, and friend. But not only was he dedicated to the people in this room, he was dedicated to this room. I could not think of a more fitting place to have this service. Uncle Dale loved us to serve. He loved coming to synagogue every Shabbat. He loved talking about the synagogue. And he loved giving advice about the synagogue. He was dedicated to the traditional Sephardic values that Ezra Sarah used, and he taught this dedication to his children. He believed strongly in his Jewish identity, and he felt a sense of pride when he walked into Gila and sat amongst his many family and friends. My Uncle Dale's life was about perseverance. Uncle Dale had the strongest will to live. He fought off his cancer for over 3.5 years. He lived to see his daughter's bar mitzvah, Isaac's graduation. Solid excel in high school football and basketball. My daughter's first and her first birthday, and his nephew's wedding. He was not going to allow this disease to slow him down or prevent him from being with the people he loved. His optimism made us believe that he was going to greater places. And then to see his children buried here in this room underneath the cross. My Uncle Bill's life is about love. It is about the love in this room today. It is about the people here to share his joyous memories of his life. And the tragedy that it ended too soon. I have never met a better group of friends. He was truly lucky to have you in his life. Your caring, compassion, and generosity is testament for your love for Uncle Dale and his love for you. So many of his friends have become a part of his family and now a part of my family and our family. The family, and especially my Aunt Colleen, want to give our heartfelt thanks to Dr. Gordon Cohen for giving us the gift of life. It's time with my Uncle Dale. You gave us so much more time than we expected. And thank you. And for his dear friend, Mary Beth Susan. Someone could ask for a better friend. He organized walks with him and his buddies and my Uncle Dale, rain or shine. It didn't matter. Every Sunday they were going for a walk. And it was truly special to us. And to him. I'm going to miss my Uncle Dale more than I can express in words. I hope he looks down at us here and knows how much we loved him and how we can remember how he touched our lives and how much he knew he loved us. Thank you.